Some of the policy aims that President Bush spelled out in his State of the Union address last night were intended for consumption by social conservatives, groups for whom public displays of sexuality, legalized abortion, same-sex marriage are anathema. Well, was what the president had to say enough for that constituency? We're going to ask Gary Bauer, who's the president of the public policy group American Values. First of all, in general, was this a satisfactory speech? Is President Bush staying true to, the social conservatives on the right?
Well, I think the president hit a lot of notes in the speech that values-type conservatives, pro-family conservatives, would really respond to favorably. That's not to say that it was a perfect speech, but I think it had the right tone and certainly hit on a number of issues that are very important to that community.
On the subject of same-sex marriage, the president cited the Defense of Marriage Act, and then he said that activist judges have begun redefining marriage by court order. And he said, on an issue of such great consequence, the people's voice must be heard. If judges insist on forcing their arbitrary will upon the people, the only alternative left would be the constitutional process. The idea is a constitutional amendment. That doesn't sound like the president saying, I favor a constitutional amendment defining marriage.
This was the best statement the president had made to date about this particular dispute from the standpoint of social conservatives. But you're right, he did leave a little bit of wiggle room, and it was unclear from his statement when he did think that it would be appropriate to start pushing for the amendment. So there's some mixed reactions to it today. I think people feel that he's getting better at each attempt to address the question, but there will be a lot of pressure put on the White House in the weeks ahead to move sooner rather than later, given the status of this issue in a variety of state courts around the country.
Do folks like you have any leverage to bring on the White House, or will people inevitably say, look, his constituents are not going to vote for, then fill in the blank, Howard Dean, John Kerry, John Edwards, whoever?
No, I think there is leverage, because in the real world, what voters do if they become disgruntled with a party or with a candidate that they've supported is they're just much more likely to stay home. Karl Rove has publicly and repeatedly said that the last election was as close as it was because as many as 4 million evangelical voters did not show up on election day that they expected to show up. So I think that at the end of the day, the political experts that work for the president know that it's not a good idea to ignore a core constituency. But even beyond that, you know, the public appears to be overwhelmingly against same-sex marriage, and support for a constitutional amendment is growing each month. So I don't think it's going to be that hard of a call for the president to throw his weight behind this before the year is over.
I want to hear what you made of another thing the president said and what this means to you. He said, and I quote, all of us, parents and schools and government, must work together to counter the negative influence of the culture and to send the right messages to our children.
Well, this is one that I hope conservatives and liberals can agree on. I think most people see the culture as being somewhat hostile to the values that most of us hope that our children absorb. I think today a lot of parents particularly feel like they're surrounded by hostile territory, whether it's what's coming out of Hollywood or some of the other things that impact on kids.
The culture here means essentially mass media, mass entertainment.
Mass media, mass entertainment, things that glorify sex, violence, disrespect for women, et cetera. A lot of negative messages out there, and our kids are like sponges. They swim in this culture, and many of them absorb its wrong messages, and we unfortunately see the consequences not only in the headlines but in broken lives.
What does it mean to you that the word abortion does not appear, or the right of the unborn, that phrase doesn't appear anywhere in the State of the Union address?
That was the other issue that I've heard a lot of grumbling about in the wake of the State of the Union. It's an important issue to millions of people. The president's done some good things on it, from the partial birth abortion ban and the great speech he gave on the day he signed that. But many people were disappointed that in the State of the Union address he did not bring the issue up again, particularly on the eve of the major Right to Life march that takes place every January.
Gary Bauer, president of the group American Values, speaking to us from Arlington, Virginia. Thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.